Blog Talk Radio.
Caballero, and all these operas.
centric, also continuing one of the composers of the period. Also, today is the birthday of Serge Prokofiev, and he was the great Russian composer who died on the same day as Stalin. And Edgar Hoover, to me, love for the origins. It's really ironic because Edgar Hoover is such a... But here is the theme. So we have the FBI from Peace and War. Siege. Slow day. Some reason. Oh, here we have the interview with Douglas. Let's play.
No kidding, man!
Judge Douglas has paid tribute to my skill with the dagger. I thank him for that, but I must admit that he can do more with that weapon than I can. He can keep 10 daggers flashing in the air at the same time. Fortunately, he's so good at it that none of the knives ever falls and hurts anyone. Now, you've heard the judge make allusion to those who advocate voting and eating and marrying and sleeping with Negroes. Whether he meant me specifically, I do not know. If he did, I can only say that just because I do not want a colored woman for a slave, I do not necessarily want her for a wife. I do not need to have her for either. I can just leave her alone. In some respects, she is certainly not my equal any more than I am the judge's equal in some respects. But in her natural right to eat the bread she earns with her own hands without asking leave of somebody else, she is my equal and the equal of all others. Now, you heard the judge speak about our own labor conditions. As an American, I cannot be proud that such conditions exist. But as an American, I can ask, would any of the striking workers in the North elect to change places with the slaves in the South? Will they not rather say the remedy is in our hands and still is an American? I can say thank God we live under a system by which men have the right to strike. I am not preaching rebellion. I don't have to. This country with its institutions belongs to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember or overthrow it. If the founding fathers gave us anything, they gave us that. The purpose of the Dred Scott decision is to make property and nothing but property of the Negro in all states of the Union. It is the old issue of human rights versus property rights. It is the eternal struggle between two principles. The one, the common right of humanity. The other, the divine right of kings. It is the same spirit which says, you toil and work and earn bread and I'll eat it. As a nation, we began by declaring, all men are created equal. There was no mention of any exception to that rule in the Declaration of Independence. But we now practically read it, all men are created equal except Negroes. If we are to accept this doctrine of race or class discrimination, what is to stop us in future from decreeing, all men are created equal except Negroes, foreigners, Catholics, Jews, or just poor people? That is the conclusion towards which the advocates of slavery are driving us. Let each state mind its own business, says Judge Douglas. Why stir up trouble? This is the complacent policy of indifference to evil. And that policy I cannot but hate. I hate it because of the monstrous injustice of slavery itself. I hate it because it deprives our republic of its just influence in the world, enables the enemies of free institutions everywhere to taunt us as hypocrites, causes the real friends of freedom to doubt our sincerity, and especially because it forces so many good men among ourselves into an open war with the very fundamentals of civil liberty, denying the good faith of the Declaration of Independence and insisting that there is no right principle of action but self-interest. In his final words tonight, the judge said that we can be the terror of the world. I don't think we want to be that. I think we would prefer to be the encouragement of the world, the proof that at last man is worthy to be free. But we shall provide no such encouragement unless we can establish our ability as a nation to live and grow. And we shall surely do neither if these states fail to remain united. There can be no distinction in the definition of liberty as between one section and another, one class and another, one race and another. A house divided against itself cannot stand. This government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free.
Now, the man who played Lincoln was a Canadian who emigrated to the United States, Raymond Massey, whose famous family was a tractor combine, later acquired John Deere Tractors, which was headquartered in Illinois. Massey used to play on duck there. And Henry Fonda also played Lincoln. Most latest Lincoln was Daniel Day Lewis, who Irish, English, and most Jewish. Interesting. Very few Americans are likely to play Lincoln. Also on this day, we have Lester Bowles talking about Canadians, who was a famous Canadian prime minister. He was prime minister when Charles de Gaulle visited Canada. Federation 7. And there's the airport named in Toronto. Lucius Clay, it's his birthday, and he was a man responsible for the rush. Stalin decided to blockade the roads into Berlin because Berlin was in the Russian zone. And Stalin thought he could take over Berlin like a sore thumb in the Soviet satellite system. But Lucius Clay and Truman decided, well, we have the air power, we'll fly in with our DC-3s, we'll airlift supplies, coal, candy, food, into the beleaguered Berliners. And it was very successful. Here's General Clay talking.
The Soviet planners failed to recognize our strength in the air. They did not understand our determination to fulfill our obligations to the people under our charge. They did not reckon with the will of several million Germans in Berlin who want no part of the type and kind of government which is being imposed upon them.
I don't know if John Lucius Clay was related to Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali. Very interesting. Also on this day, Viktor Nabokov, his birthday, and he was the author of the notorious and infamous novel made into a movie called Lolita. Shirley Temple Black, who died, made more money as a child star than probably Mickey Rooney or anybody else. Roy Orbison, great country singer, okay, and one of the Irish rebels of recent times, Firebrand. I met her. She came to Haight-Ashbury. Bernadette Devlin. Among the deaths today, this is supposed to be the day, year 34, when Christ was actually crucified. There's some debate about that. Also, this is the Brian Boru was died on this day. Is here we go. This is a bagpipe version of the honors Brian. Where he used school board funds for his private medical practice and psychological child psychology practice, but nothing to do with school, San Francisco School Board expenses. He also was later elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, City Council Alderman, and there's a question about him voting for City Board of Supervisor employees getting millions of dollars of federal poverty funds with bogus 501c3 organizations. This is all documented. There's a lot more there. And also supporting sexual predators, Juan Pifere, who was getting federal funds voted on by Leland Yee when he's a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. So there's a lot there that Willie Brown ought to shut up. But he also decided to hustling to get a bridge named after that bridge, the San Francisco Bay Bridge, which done, and a lot of people were opposed to the governor. Another guy around, but he's Irish. And, it's quoted here in his softball interview what he thought. This is an example of old media, how these media suck up to discuss. But we're going to play it. We had it. So it's quite interesting because Willie Brown, in the 30 years he's been in California politics, in there from Texas, has acted in critics think using race as in politics to get what he wants, supported gay marriage, all kinds of crazy things. He's never divorced his wife, yet he's seen with women who were not his wives, fathered a child by a woman who was not his wife, while he was married to another woman, and unfortunately that child referred to allegedly, let's say, by Willie Brown as his white rabbit. It's pretty disgusting. Among the other things, millions of dollars of federal funds have not been approved by Willie Brown's administration, mayor of San Francisco, unfortunately, 8 years. So he's in his dotage right now, but he did have the bridge named everything. There's a lot of people pushed down. That was the slogan 65 campaign. Edmund Pat Brown, father of Jerry Brown, ran for re-election. So what happened was the Republicans used a symbol of toilet to represent the Edmund Pat Brown administration, of course. This is the birthday of Serge Prokofiev. Here's a clip from Notebooks of the Orange, which ironically was used by J. Edgar Hoover for the FBI in Peace and War. Thank you. a rare interview of Serge Prokofiev speaking English with a Russian accent. Russian. He died on the same day as Stalin. But he get to give him.
Well, I think in some ways he's right, because in every country there are some composers of little value who are always reactionary and malevolent and not interesting at all. But I don't think I'm doing it myself reactionary art.
That last phrase was, "but I don't think I'm doing myself reactionary art." He said there are poor artists in every country and also good ones, and that the good ones would live on. Bland relayed another question, whether composers in the Soviet Union were free to write anything they pleased, or whether they were ordered to compose a certain way. Prokofiev answered,
"But certainly nobody orders me anything, so I'm writing what I want."
Nobody orders me anything, so I'm writing what I want.
That's what he says. Of course, Stalin set himself up as a music critic. If he didn't like something, he could create a lot of problems. Still fear composers who wrote music. And he could do this. This is a totalitarian government. Hitler tried to do the same thing, and of course, he didn't send these messages. Jews were forced out. Some of them led to America. Otto Klimt. We're going to play a Willie Brown, probably. Got lost. So we will end with our usual composer, that Frank, 3:30, and so we'll end politics and poker, and a game that has been played in politics for a long time. That goes Ogden, Harry Truman, poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm
in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up some cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank. saved a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck! Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Makes the average guy a heavy smoker! There's a nominee, and give him a regard! And watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity! You gotta have the
Paul Mazzola will be back Friday at 3:30 to some extent. Go to our Amicus Fair site, AMICUSDRS. We have an update video about Keith Jackson and others. Scandal here in Federal District Court, Ninth San Francisco. Some other updates we'll recover. So go to also to. Spiritual.net. T-U-S-E-E-R.